Oh my goodness. That's a tough, like, deep question. We're busy boss ladies. I have had a pretty unconventional career path. If you've ever been in a meeting with me, the most common thing that you'll hear from me is why or why not?
So Yum, welcome to Boss.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn. That's also now a podcast. We've been friends on LinkedIn and on social for a while. We finally got to see each other in person at the AMA New York event at UTA. Thanks for coming on, Boss.
I'm so excited that we could make it happen. It only took a few years, but we got there. We're busy boss ladies, right?
Here. And thank you for hanging in there with me. For anyone who is not here live right now, my computer keeps crashing. Let's start at the beginning. Who is So Young?
Oh my goodness. That's a tough, like, deep question. I wish I could tell you I knew exactly who I was, but I feel like I'm always discovering things about who I am myself. So it's a journey, but right now I am a CMO at EOS. I oversee marketing, innovation, and e-commerce here at this amazing personal care brand. In my day-to-day regular life, I live in Brooklyn. I am mom to twins. I have two 13-year-old boys. I just taken up Pilates, trying to learn how to ski, trying to keep myself like in learning mode personally. And I've had a very, I would say, unusual journey to get to where I am, which I think the connective tissue through all of it and through my whole story is learning and curiosity and trying to figure out new things.
I love that. And that's a great segue for the next question. How did that boss journey go? And just for everyone, I do have my AOS lip balm.
I love that. I love working at a brand that has like so many fans and like touches so many lives and has been a part of people's histories throughout their life. About my own history and my own journey, I would say I have had a pretty unconventional career path. I talk about my career in thirds. The first third of my career was actually spent as a management consultant and strategist. I worked on things that are not typical for marketers at this stage in my career, like operational efficiency improvements in the pharma industry, cost reduction in printing for insurance companies, stuff that today would have nothing to do with what I do. With the one exception that it really laid the groundwork for being a strategic thinker and a whole big picture thinker and having an appreciation for everything that happens across multiple functions. The second third of my career was almost 15 years that I spent in retail as actually a merchant, not a marketer. And so it's a very different kind of role than being in marketing, but at the same time, it's sort of a bit of a hybrid, thinking about consumers, audiences, storytelling, innovation, but then also layering on the kind of the commercial piece and really understanding what drives the business and ultimately like how you're going to make your numbers every single day. And then this last third of my journey has been as a marketer. So I joined EOS as their first ever chief marketing officer almost 7 years ago. And part of what's kept me so engaged and excited about this journey and has kept me here for this time is that the role has changed and grown, the brand and the business has changed and grown, and it's just never been boring. Throughout that whole journey, the connective tissue is I just love to learn. I love learning new things. I'm an annoyingly curious person. If you've ever been in a meeting with me, the most common thing that you'll hear from me is why or why not? Those are probably the two things that I say the most often in meetings. And, as long as that's true, who knows where the next phase will take me.
I think that's so smart. And that feels like great also advice to anyone to
Yeah.
keep asking why or why not. I was asked recently by a tech founder who was just in from Europe this week, am I a thinker or a doer? It was a really hard question to be thinking about. I'm curious your answer. Do you think you're a
Yeah.
thinker or a doer?
Well, so here's the thing. I think that's like a false binary, to be honest, because I think that many of us who reach this stage in our careers and have had like really successful runs like yourself, it's because you're both. And I think that the fact that we've had these sort of really interesting and unconventional journeys, it just means that sometimes you're in thinking mode and sometimes you're in doing mode and sometimes in a job you're in both. I would say that even as a management consultant, I sort of veered a little bit more into the doing mode, even as a consultant. And I actually think that added a tremendous amount of value to my clients. And today, as a marketer, we're in mostly doing mode. But if you're not thinking along the way, you're not going to do your best work either. As leaders, we have to always be striving to kind of like strike that balance between both modes and be comfortable flexing in either direction, depending on what the organization and what your team needs from you.
I love where you took that. I was having a really hard time even answering that over coffee. And
Because you're both.
right. It was just, and then my immediate was like, well, I've been at so many startups. So I'm a doer because I just need to get things done. And then, but of course I think about it before I do it. And I was talking to my partner at home and he's like, no, 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 you are a thinker. I am the, it was really interesting to kind of go back and
I love that. That's a question I need to ask my husband too, because he's probably gonna tell me that I'm an overthinker and an overdoer. Just chill out.
New boss question. I saw you posted something on LinkedIn that was talk to me about Gen Alpha.
I think there's that old adage that says that the only constant is change. And I think that's so true of the industry that we work in. Marketing, one of the reasons why I'm so glad that in this third phase of my career, I found myself in this industry is because it's an industry that thrives on innovation, disruption, and change. And so one of the things that we have been thinking about at EOS in particular is as a brand that 15 years ago, when we first sort of like broke out into the scene, it was predominantly the millennial generation who were our core audience and fans. 7 years ago, we really shifted and made a mindful switch to, okay, today's young consumer that is interested in disruptive and innovative solutions in the world of personal care and beauty is Gen Z. And so we really started to think about what that meant in terms of how we storytell, how we engage, where are we marketing, where are we reaching out to our fan base. More recently, literally in the last year, we've been thinking more proactively about, okay, what does that mean for Gen Alpha? And it doesn't mean that we want to leave anyone behind by any means. It's just that we believe that brands need to evolve the same way that consumers and people are evolving, cultures are evolving all of the time. And so for us, what that means is we have to really understand who Gen Alpha is. My kids are Gen Alpha. That really helps to get a glimpse. But more importantly, I have to understand more broadly who the wider demographic is. This is a generation that is highly engaged, highly aware from very, very young age. They have learned how to navigate in an incredibly information-rich environment. They have also started to engage in the category. You've seen stories of very young beauty fans who are engaged, who are consuming content, who are creating content, and who are shopping and influencing the purchasing decisions of the older people in their lives. And we just launched our newest campaign that specifically brings Gen Alpha into the picture alongside their Gen Z older siblings and creates a really fun dynamic between the two in order to introduce our newest product category, which is body wash.
I think it's so smart. Mine are turning 11 and turning 8 and obsessed with
yes.
happening in social media. I know you've done so yes. much. Is there something good that you can share that stands out?
Every day, the work that we do as marketers, while some of it results in very big, splashy, headline generating things, oftentimes the magic in what we do happens in much smaller engagements and interactions and decisions that we make every single day. And that couldn't be more true than of the world that we inhabit in social media, especially as a brand that is in the beauty space. It's been really interesting for us to take some of these smaller engagements, finding teachers who are doing amazing things for students in their classroom, and then surprising them with like amazing product and like tons of product to be able to share with their classrooms, through to being a part of the ever-evolving creator landscape. It's really about recognizing that there are influential voices who are regular members of a particular community. In our case, fragrance is a really big part of what we do and what we do really well. And so the fragrance community online, they may only have 1,000 followers, 10,000 followers, and yet they're really important relationships to cultivate and to hear from and to learn from. We had like a really fun example recently where we heard from a few people, just regular people, not influencers, that they were having a hard time getting some of the product out of our beloved lotion. And because they were saying basically like they were using it up so fast and there was a little bit left at the bottom. And one of the fun things that we did was actually we decided we had a prototype product that was just something that we were working on internally. We only had a couple dozen pieces of this prototype. Instead of waiting to actually launch this in a big way after doing consumer focus groups, what better way to hear people's feedback than to just send them the prototype,
mm-hmm.
Let them put it on their bottle, like send them a new bottle and just see what happens. We didn't ask for anything. We just wanted to kind of say, listen, we heard you and your opinion matters to us and it's important to us. And the wild thing is that that went completely viral and people's content reached so many other people. And the overwhelming sentiment that was expressed was, wow, I've never had a brand listen to me and think of my opinion as important. And when we talk to people, just as people, we can learn so much and we can develop longer term lasting relationships with our community.
It's brilliant. I mean, wow, I've never had a brand listen to me. That could be the headline for this.
Marketing is opportunity. Oh, I really went back and forth. I wanted to say growth. I wanted to say storytelling. But honestly, I think opportunity sort of sums up all of those things.
And finally, anything else that you want to say or share with me to close out this amazing LinkedIn Boss interview?
This is just so much fun. It's just really lovely to have a conversation between friends.
Oh, I love it. Everyone should be watching, commenting, sharing, telling me who else you want to have on Boss. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.